This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Sponsor my podcast.
And this is the new boar.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Same as the old boar. all of these jokes will be things we made from the preview event,
I know.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm working off the same doc, so when I get to one of these that I highlighted the first time, I get very nervous that I'm going to make the same observation I did there.
Yep. Now we're older and we're wiser and we know better.
I don't think we do.
I don't think we'll do a preview thing from a book again that we're going to eventually do. I think that we did not think that the Monsters Manual would ever end.
Right.
Like,
and for a while there, it didn't. Yeah.
For you know, lots of metahuman madness going on there, but eventually we broke through to the new boar.
Yes. So we're here again for the first time. New boar. It is just an ascended boar.
Mm-hmm. That's a little bigger and a little angrier.
Face is substantially flatter.
Yeah. But still just a fucking boar, man.
Yep. Just a big old hairy boar.
I don't know what we talked about in the last one, so I'm just going to go for it.
Okay.
And because I can't remember that. That's been years.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat boar?
No.
There's a Pok Pok, the fancy Thai place here in town, has a dish that is boar cheek. And cheek seems like it's going to be like gross, you know, it's going to be a weird meat, but it's just meat.
Right.
You know, it just tastes like meat. That's extremely good.
Okay. I've had Pok Pok. The first year that I went out there, we had it like the Pok Pok to go across from
me. Yeah. The Whiskey Soda Lounge is the name of that place.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. But now you can get Pok Pok in the airport. I think you can get boar in the Portland airport if you want.
Huh.
You know, if you got a boar, a craven that only boar.
But you have to have a boarding pass. No, never had boar. That is one of my favorite, like, fascinating facts about modern America, though, that, like, mm-hmm. if you live in the Southeast, like, there are whole areas of the map that are just overrun with wild boar. Like, there's just a roving pack of wild boar that goes up and down, like, just like skirting the Appalachian corridor. That is just a goddamn nuisance to rural areas that just mm-hmm. like, we don't have the collective willpower to make it so that wild boar killings are not a thing in America.
Mm-hmm. They call themselves the Jets.
Yeah.
And they go back and forth.
They've established their own language out of stamping on the ground.
Good. Can I do a classic duck feed thing and explain do the postmortem on that joke and how maybe I think it wasn't as good as it could be because I went through some steps?
Sure.
So I was trying to think of a good gang name.
Okay.
For that. And I feel I used the West Side Story one because I couldn't think of a gang name that wasn't an animal. And I was vacillating wildly between and now in retrospect, I wish I'd done it differently because the idea of a gang of boar that call themselves the Snakes, I think is funnier.
Yeah. Well, no, like, you know, if you wanted to keep the West Side Story thing, you would just call them the Sharks. They call themselves the Sharks.
Well, I didn't want to keep the West Side Story thing was what I was trying to avoid.
Okay.
I just wanted to, I thought that like, I was just like, okay, they're a roving gang. That was the, that was the basis. That was the foundation on which this house was built.
Okay.
And then, I just couldn't, I was like, if I just say they call themselves the Snakes, I was like, is that funny or confusing? Funny or confusing? Funny or confusing? And I just couldn't pick a lane. So I went to Jet.
So you just by default steered right into the thing you were trying to avoid. Yeah. You had target. Yeah. No, what you had is it's a motorcyclist called target fixation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I did. it was real bummy. I had highway hypnosis.
Yeah.
In terms of and the joke, like, which if we're all being honest here, like, would have maxed out at like a C minus.
Right. I would have laughed, but I mean that's a high bar.
Yeah, it's a courtesy laugh. Like, it's not, you know. But this is instead, I think I landed less than that.
Right.
You know, maybe like a C minus and a see me note. Mm-hmm. You know, see me after class note as well.
Right.
Like, just, you know, like, you're not living up to your potential here.
Exactly. You apply yourself. That's what you're
going
to get. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's like how pigs would apply themselves. They could finally become boars.
Right.
You know,
which happens. Like, that is also a ridiculous thing. Pig gets out. It'll start growing tusks. It's really crazy.
Yeah. It's pigs are real strange.
Well, I mean, which is why I hesitated when you asked me if I ate boar, because I didn't know if you're going to be trying to do like a Bill Nye, the Science Guy thing. Like, haha, every pig has the potential to be a boar.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like me. Classic thing that I do.
Yeah. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.